for inviting me to come join you all.
And this will be, talk, I talk about alternative products. And can I speak of faith? Joint work, based on joint work with Marcella Laca. And the game is there. Now, starting point is a famous example of pots and corn. Famous example of a notion called the Hecatere. That's a group of matrices. Think of them as 2x2 matrices with the additive group of rationals in this coordinate and Q plus star down here with a subgroup gamma looking like this. And what does it mean for a group, a discrete group with a subgroup to form a Hecatere? So at any discrete group forms a Hecatere. If when you take the conjugate of gamma by element in X intersect with gamma and compute the index in gamma, you get something finite for all X in G. Equivalently, one could say that the action of gamma on the left on right coset has finite orbits. So this is an example of such a thing because you simply compute, or equivalently one can say that every double coset with respect to the subgroup contains only finitely many left cosets or finitely many right cosets. So that's one computer. This is the case for the Boscov example. Now, to such an object, one associates the Hecke algebra. Powers is simply space of functions on the double coset space, complex values with finite support. So F finite support. One in those is algebra with a convolution and an involution. I'm going to be summing over representatives for, those are the right cosets with respect to subgroup gamma, S1XY inverse S2Y, and as an involution, F star of X, F of X inverse, complex conjugates. So one turns this vector space into a star algebra and you get a shift algebra out of it. Well, there's a regular representation on the Hilbert space, little L2 of the right coset with respect to gamma, simply by taking lambda of F, applying to a function here, and using the same convolution formula that we have up there. It makes sense, and it defines the representation. So then the reduced Hecke shift algebra simply the closure of H of gamma G under this representation. Okay. Well, maybe like this. Now, associated to a Hecker pair, to a group and a subgroup, one can define a modular function of the Hecker pair. So let me call it, this is D gamma. So what happens is that when you count the number of right cosets in a double coset and you compare with the number of left cosets, you usually get two different numbers, and that's what will be a modular function. So we simply compute this. This is finite, so this defines the homomorphism into C plus star. Yes, right. Sorry? Yes. And then one has an actual dynamics on the star reduced of the gamma by letting sigma T of x equal to delta x to the minus it, I think I want to take f of x for. Okay, now a theorem, or the main theorem that Boston can prove, I'll just present some of the main. Sorry. Okay. That's fine. Okay. Okay. So let me give a name to the reduced cis-prod, Hecker cis-prod of the pair I put over there. Let me first also say that. Go back here and say that a symmetry group for C-star-reduced G gamma and sigma is a group of automorphisms. Say G. Of the algebra commuting with a dynamic. Okay, so the following the group that star, which is what? The Schrödinger product over the time of you take the multiplicative group of units in that ring. This is a compact group. This is a group, it's a symmetry group for CQ with the dynamics induced coming from the Hecker pair. Now for beta between 0 and 1, the system emits a unique KMS beta state. For beta larger than 1, this symmetry group acts freely and transitively. On extreme KMS states, the extreme points and symmetry of KMS beta states, on extreme KMS beta states, there are more, yeah, so this is only, so part of it says the following. There is a subalgebra.
That's 2 minus started?
Take the ring that the TID configured. You take the mounted ticket to be invertible over. There is a subalgebra. It's the Hecke algebra, but with rational, over the rational field. Such that the action of the symmetric group acts on the algebra, it acts on the state. So suppose you have an extreme ground state. You activate with gamma. You evaluate the elements of the algebra. Well, that's the same as the action of gamma on phi infinity epsilon applied to A. So what this means is that, well, this number is an algebraic number. It generates the maximum abelian extension, and this Q should be understood as the limit, as the image of Q under this isomorphism, which is not just any isomorphism, it's the cross-free theory isomorphism for Q. So the action of the symmetry group on the extreme KMS state recovers the action of an explicit action of the Galois group. Okay, since the work of Boston Kahn, there has been such a program to construct dynamical systems such that theorem can be extended to other fields than Q. To other fields K. So the first system...
I just noticed that you only you leave the negative table. Is that so?
That's not
okay.
So there have been works by many people trying to build on this Hecke pair and put instead of Q, put a number field K, instead of Z, put this ring of integers, and so on. So some of the work has been due to Arledge, Lacan, Rayburn, Harari, Leitman. Pollack, Holmgren, Lockhart, Van Preston-Wilson, Benoit Jacob, Aaron Fogdan. Okay, most successfully has been the approach for the fields, for imaginary quadratic fields. So this is work of Kahn-Marcoli and Kahn-Marcoli Ramachandran. They completely solved the problem for these fields in the sense that they proved the theorem that recovers this statement or the similar statement plus what is X-ray the Boston theorem. So complete solution. Now, related to the Kahn-Marcoli algebra, we have a Hecke pair like columns. From call the big group P. So we take 2x2 matrices over Q, and we take something invertible here, although not all the invertible matrices, and for the subgroup, we take 2x2 matrices over D. Now instead of 1, we'll have to put the group of Vieta to D, like the D group of units inside F2 of natural D. Okay, so what is this? Just our matrices, invertible matrices with rational coefficients whose determinant is positive. Okay, so now we have. We're going to think of this as a semi-direct product. So we're going to think of P as being the semi-direct product of map 2. Right to make this over Q cross GL2 Q plus, where this action is right multiplication. So this is right multiplication. Alpha G X on M by M G inverse. And then P0 will be M to B after the point by SL to B. So let's then see what happens a bit more generally with hash algebras or Hecker pairs of the form B cross G, maybe it'll cross gamma, where G is a group acting on B, gamma is a subgroup leaving the joint barrier. Cross G, V0 cross gamma is the Hecker pair. If and only if the following two conditions hold. One is that V0 should be a Hecker pair, and gamma acting on the space V0 cross G, the double coset space of V with respect to the subgroup V0 with finite orbits. And two, also the other pair, G with gamma, should be a Hecker pair. Oh, I forgot to write N. Right, so what I meant here was that this is a Hecker pair. Hecker pair. And gamma X here with finite orbits. The second condition being that G gamma is again a Hecker pair. And G, V0 and V0 are commensurable, meaning that G, V0 intersect with V0 at a finite index in both of these groups for all G. And they were mainly interested in pairs where VBGO is, where VBGO is actually a normal subgroup of V. Okay, so now regarding the structure of the data algebra, what can we say? Well, so one little observation is, because one might ask, okay, this is the Hecker pair, those are Hecker pairs, how do these Hecker, small Hecker algebras relate to the big Hecker algebra? Well, one thing we can say is that the Hecker algebra of VD0, fixed order gamma, embeds, so this is the Hecker algebra of a new pair, V cross gamma, V0 cross gamma, will embed in the Hecker algebra of the big pair. Well, not the same is going to be true for G and gamma, however, we're going to have a semi-group Hecker algebra. So suppose we have a sub-semi-group S of G, sub-semi-group of G, such that V0 is including that V0 for all that in that.
I don't understand exactly what that proposition says.
Well, it just says that...
Due to the gallery of the other...
No, gamma is where it should be, and it just says that at least for the VB0, that Hecker pair is fixed by gamma is best. Okay, so now, if we have a homomorphism from a into our plot, well, semi-group homomorphism, with gamma included in the kernel, then we have an embedding of the small. Okay, so first I should say that if we have a sub-semi group of G, we're going to have a convolution algebra. It's not going to be a star algebra, but it's a convolution algebra, given by the same formula as up here. So this will embed into this Hecker pair. And we can write down the map. It sends the characteristic function of a double coset here. The characteristic functions of double coset span the Hecker algebra. So the characteristic function of gamma S gamma extends into phi of S, the characteristic function of S, with respect now to the big subgroup. Okay, so in general the H of G gamma will not embed as a star subalgebra, only as an algebra. Okay, now to study Hecker pairs, it turns out that the profitable thing to do is to look at completions. So suppose you have a Hecker pair MN0. What is a completion going to be? Well, a completion consists of a new pair, N bar M0, with N bar a locally compact group, N0 bar compact open subgroup. So I should say, and a homomorphism from N into N bar. So this being with conditions. So I continue over there, such that rho of N is dense in N bar, rho of N0 is dense in N0 bar. Let's see, rho inverse of N0 bar. Okay, and this thing is called, I mean, this completion is in a sense the canonical one, or the strict incompletion, if the intersection of the conjugates of x and 0 and inverse over x and n is trivial. So the strict incompletion was first introduced by Tanner, and was studied by other people, so Shevsky, and the Shevsky, Lamstad and Quick. Lechner and Willis. And it turns out for a general completion of the Hecker pair, we can identify the Hecker algebra as a corner in the continuous function with compact support on the completion. So, okay, so sending the characteristic function of this double closure into this modular function for n0, the characteristic function of n0 bar, rho that n0 bar is an isomorphism from the Hecke algebra into the corner determined in n bar by the characteristic function of n0 bar. Okay, so we can describe the completion of the pair AP0 I have over here. Need to introduce a bit more notation. So remember AF, that's the standard product of over the prime of UP with respect to the sum exact P. So those are this is the ring of a finite delta. As an additive group is locally compact properly selected. Z hat is just the product of the Z P's, where P is in P, and Z hat is compact open. In IF with a classic structure. And GO2 AF plus, well, those will be the filaments in GL2AF whose determinant is a positive rational. Embedded diagonally in AF star. Okay, so the completion, so T bar equal 2 by 2 matrices over IF, acted upon by GL2 plus AF. Two by 2 matrices over ZF, acted upon by SL2 ZF. Let's see, this is the type of information left. Bar zero. In fact, it's a completion of our original Paris. It is, in fact, a canonical one. It's a tricky completion. This is not at all obvious for any red product because one would have to verify this sort of condition, so it will not hold generally, but this is a tricky completion. Okay, so the algebra we want to study is done with the reduction of PP0. It's isomorphic to, so first of all, yes, it's isomorphic to the projection to the corner in C star reduced of the completion determined by a projection in the multiplier algebra corresponding to what? So P0 is the characteristic function of M to the hat times the integral over the compact group S to the hat lambda g dg, where lambda g is the unitary element in the multiplier algebra of the derivation of p bar corresponding to d. Okay, the dynamics here turns out to be implemented, so that the modular function of p0 is simply given by the square of the determinant. One computes left and right complex and finds the modular function.
So the
yeah, let's see.
What
xg? Let's see. Form of the algebra. How is such a corner looking like? And let me see. Well, so let me just for shorthand notation, let me call this V bar. Let me call this G bar. Let me call this V zero bar. And let me call this gamma bar, and it's not changing because they are really completions. Okay, so now V bar M2 over F, we look at the corner. We look at C star reduced of P bar. What is that? C star reduced of P bar cross V bar. C star reduced V bar, reduced cross product with V bar. It turns out that for the two by two matrices of our A, because the leaf A is self dual in a non canonical way, and two by two matrices over F is self dual. And moreover, the self duality. Self-dual in a non-canonical way. Self-duality being used from a character on AF, which sends that half into the annihilator, and the self-duality carries F to that half into the annihilator. Okay, so now what is thus cutting down with P0 from left and right, that one is on this algebra. Well, first of all, the bit coming from the characteristic function of M two by two measures over Z hat tells us that we have to look at the space Gx in G bar times B0 bar such that Gx is again in B0 bar. But now there's also a component coming from this integral over the compact of S to Z hat, and that will affect quotient action by gamma bar given as follows. So gamma bar times gamma bar x on such pairs gx by gamma 1 gamma 2, so gx will be 0 bar by gamma 1 gamma 2 is acting on gx is gamma 1 d gamma 2 inverse gamma 2 x. So we get the quotient space, and I'll just denote it gamma bar quotient d bar times d0 bar and another gamma bar here, because we've quotient out gamma bar from both from left and from right. So what we have at the corner, so our hat algebra is really functions on this space with a convolution and an involution. Let me write that. More manageable form is a completion of a function with compact support on gamma bar g bar cross v0 bar mod gamma bar with the involution by the integral over g bar f1 g h inverse h f f2 h f and involution even like this. So here is our algebra, and now the dynamics is implemented on functions with compact support here. Simply, I'll forget about the square. So it's implemented by the determinant of g to the I theta f gx, or f in the space with compact support. Okay. There is a symmetry group on the system, okay, so how does it arise? So on a Hecke algebra, Yes, I'll just describe it directly. So suppose we have an element in the outer group of this compact group that we have, and what happens if we conjugate by, so if we take an element, let's just call it X, in P0 bar, conjugated by X, not by X, by 100 omega X, 100 omega inverse, gives an automorphism of P bar, leaving P0 bar invariant. You simply look at what happened in the two coordinates. Well, that it depends. So now the notion of the vector algebra of P bar P0 bar, which is the vector algebra of P0. But now in here we have the normal compact subgroup of SN2Z acting trivially, really, because functions in the Hecke algebra are being invariant with respect to the small subgroup. So SN2Z in this position would simply cancel out, so it acts trivially. This acts trivially. And it follows that the symmetry group for the system is simply this quotient, which is nothing else than that F bar, likewise for the Bose-Kahn algebra. So this is the symmetry group. It's immediate to see that we commit with the dynamics. Okay. So the main theorem has to tell you what it means for a KMN space on C-star reduced P0 to be what we call regular. It's a technical hypothesis which we need to introduce more or less, because we cannot, we cannot find, there probably aren't any generators and relations for this algebra, so we cannot work by using the similar methods that used for the Bose-Kahn algebra. So we say this is regular at every prime when its restriction to So it's restriction to function supported in the second coordinate, so really living on B0 bar, in the state it will give a measure, and that measure gives a measure mu on B0 bar, which I minus M2 by F, supported on matrices M such that the determinant at every prime, so Z hat is a product over the prime, so the determinant at every prime should be non-zero, so all matrices should be non-singular. Okay, and then the main theorem classifies the regular state, okay, beta state, for this is P0 with the dynamics over there, in the sense that what we can say is that for beta less than 1, this set is empty. For beta between 1 and 2, the set consists of 1 point, so there is a unique KMN space. for bits are larger than 2, there are lots of them. So the right, let's see, it's okay. It's a prime. It's a simplex. It's isomorphic. So the simplex of probability measures on VL2.f, which are invariant. Well, I'm just putting it here, that's L2C hat invariant, probability measures on GL2C hat, and just so that we see of the what the extremal points are and how they relate to the fixed point algebra. So there's a certain decomposition that this will be an aside comment, I don't really have time for it. Basically, this is the formula for this state. To be theta beta inverse. So in the region of convergence, this is the Riemann delta function, so in the region of convergence, which is beta larger than 2, we can implement the extremal KMS state. They're going to be supported in 1s and 2d hat orbits. So this is A in the representation. Okay, this is getting a little messy. The trace of a certain Hamiltonian implemented by the positive determinant. Okay, I suppose I'm well over time, so I cannot say a single word about the proof, but yeah, thanks for your patience.
How about irregular states?
Sorry?
You just described regular
states. Oh yeah, we're hoping that they're all regular, but we don't have enough control over the structure of the symmetric algebra. We know it decomposes as a tensor product over the primes exactly as, well, similar to what happens in the Boscon case, but because we do not have generators for the subalgebras at each prime, we cannot. So far, we haven't been able to prove that all KMS states are regular, but we're suspecting that case. So that, yeah, it would be a classification for all KMS beta states. So, in a sense, the cost of the current Markovnik system is much better because, well, there's an extra component in the algebra which takes care of precisely that condition.
Is it completely isomorphic in this case? When you say you give the syntax, it's clear what the isomorphism group is?
Of the algebra.
Of all of the syntax. Yeah, in the original Boscon statement.
That would be this, Jack had stuff.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.